You're back with Stephanie at one of my favorite exhibits. In the Amazon River, the muddy beds within shallow pools of water made many striking animals. Mata-mata turtles have many adaptations which make them well-suited to this environment. Despite being an aquatic species, they do not swim well in open water. Instead, they'll walk among the submerged leaf and plant debris. A nocturnal species, these turtles are more active at night. Although mata-matas are more sedentary than other turtles and actually only leave the water to lay their eggs. Mata-matas have extremely poor eyesight, but a number of other sensory aids allow them to detect movements in the murky substrates they inhabit. Fleshy flaps extend from the side of their triangular head as well as along the neck. Those skin flaps help camouflage the turtle and also contain nerves that respond to stimuli, such as the vibrations caused by the nearby movement of potential prey, similar to the barbels or whiskers found on other fish. The mata-mata neck is remarkably long and very thick. The turtle's ears are located under flaps at the corners of the head and are very large and extremely sensitive to sound. The eyes are small and placed far forward, close to the base of the short trunk-like proboscis, a fancy word for their upturned snout. This fleshy tube with nostrils acts like a snorkel and allows the animal to reach the surface when submerged. Mata-matas are carnivorous or meat-eating bottom feeders with a unique predation method that involves vacuuming up small fish and invertebrates. They remain largely motionless and camouflaged in the muddy waters they inhabit, which allows them to ambush their prey. When fish approach, the turtle stretches its neck out and opens its mouth wide to create a vacuum. Mata-matas expel the water and swallow their prey whole because their jaws are physically unable to chew. They're not the only turtles with this cool trick. Snapping turtles practice suction feeding too.